of the International Secret Police. Speed and Clint have started their flight to Lake Tengrinor to trace down the story of Marcia Winfield, who was being held prisoner there. Just before the takeoff, Chief Tipo received word that shepherds are mysteriously disappearing from the vicinity of Lhasa. It sounds as if the octopus has begun his slave raids, and the chief decides to return to La Chaux-Tsering's home with Barney to see if they cannot check the slave traffic. Meanwhile, we find Speed and Clint in the secret police plane shortly after they have taken off from Nag Chuka.
Golly, it's great to be in the air again, Clint, isn't it?
Yes, Speed, it's great, even if we don't know exactly what we're flying into.
If it's only 100 miles to Tengrinor, it shouldn't take us long to get there.
We're not flying directly to it, fella. I don't want to go within sight of the Pass of the Iron Dagger, you know. The octopus would spot us in a minute.
Well, will he know about the flight anyhow? Doesn't he have spies in Nag Chuka that'd tell him?
Well, he may have spies in Nag Chuka, but I don't think they'll recognize our plane speed. Chief Tipo kept it well hidden, you know, and only trusted men worked with Barney on it last night. I think we're safe on that score.
I hope so.
On the other hand, if the story about Marcia was told me to set a trap for us, well, then the octopus knows everything about our movements. All we can do is trust in our luck.
It's getting cold. Even the heating system doesn't keep the betting cold out.
Well, that's because we're heading north. It's higher there and naturally much colder. Say, look at those gigantic mountains ahead. We'll certainly have to climb for the ceiling to fly over them.
I'll say. You think we'll need the oxygen tanks, Clint?
Keep them handy. We might.
I've been following our course on this map. You're pointing the nose almost due west now.
Yes, I'm heading for the Shang Chu River, Steve. When we hit that, I'll follow her right into Lake Tengrinor.
Are you going to land on the lake or on the ground, Clint?
All depends on where that hut is. If there is a hut. Now, if we spot it in time from a high altitude, I might be able to sneak in, cut the motors, spiral down, and make a dead stick landing. And then our guards wouldn't know we were in the neighborhood.
That'd be the best, all right. The higher we get, the better then.
Yes, I'm just hoping those clouds to the north don't jam up on us and hide our landing field.
It'd hide us from whoever was in the hut with Miss Marcia.
Yes, but don't you forget that this is a strange country to us, Speed. And it isn't healthy to make dead stick landings through a cloud ceiling. If you don't know just where you're going to set down.
I'll say not. Gosh, look below us, Clint. The bed is sure different from every other place I've flown over. It looks sort of wild, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look, there's a river ahead. Guess that's the Shang Chu, huh?
It is if my calculations are right. And now I'll head north, and barring trouble, we'll be at Lake Tengrinor in no time.
Should I try to get Barney over the short wave yet?
No, I doubt if they've gotten back to the Tsering country house yet, Steve. You know the Tibetan roads don't allow fast driving.
Oh, that's right. But Barney wishes he had a plane like this right now.
Yes, and I wouldn't mind having Barney here right now either. He can do anything with a plane. We're beginning to hit the wind. I won't be so good over that mountain range ahead.
Say, you can fly as good as Barney.
Well, thanks. Better get out the oxygen tanks now, Steve. Put them where we can reach them quick. We may need them as I put this crate over the hurdle.
Now, you remember all my instructions, Quan Wu?
Yes, Master. As soon as your plane comes from Black Pass, we shall fly to Tengrinor. Destroy Marcia Winfield and her brother. Drop them into the lake. Burn the hut and then return here.
That is correct. And waste no time there.
I shall make haste. Have you noticed any activity from the secret police at the home of La Chaux-Tsering?
Not yet. The failure of their last visit here has taught them a lesson.
And if they inquire about the torches and the trail last night?
I have a story for them. A story that will satisfy even them.
I hear the thing.
Yes, here it is. Now remember, keep in touch with me at 15-minute intervals during the flight, Quan Wu. And if you see anything out of the way or unusual, report it to me instantly. We cannot slip up on this undertaking.
I understand. Do not fear, Master. I do this sort of thing well, I believe. It is the type of undertaking that I take an interest in.
Yes, I know your cold blood quickens when you have such work to do. The plane is landing. We'd better step back. Good. Now let us approach the plane.
Here comes the pilot.
I have come, Master.
So I see. Order the two workers to place the tanks of the sleep papers in the plane.
Yes.
You have your flight orders, pilot. You are to fly directly to Lake Tengrinor.
Yes, I understand. I have plenty of fuel. We can take off immediately if the Honorable Wu is ready.
I am ready. Everything is in the plane.
Very well. And one last warning, Quanmu. Do not fail.
I shall not.
You are now under Mr. Wu's command, pilot. Do as he says. Obey him without question. You're certain your shortwave set is in good working condition?
Yes, I have made every test.
Good. Then be off. And come back as soon as possible.
Very well, Master. This business should not take long.
No, this should not take long. First Marshal Winfield and her brother, next the secret police.
Well, there's C-Ring's house. Didn't take us long to get out here, Chief Tebow, in spite of the bum road.
I drove as fast as I could, Mr. Dunlap. There is much work to be done.
You said it. And much work is being done by the Octopus. Dirty work.
Yes. After we explain to Mr. Searing what has happened, I shall go to some of the families which have reported missing persons. I shall endeavor to learn under what circumstances they disappeared.
Swell. I'll get on the shortwave meantime and talk to Clint and Speed. They may have something interesting to tell by that time. When are your men coming in?
Tonight, under cover of darkness. I do not think it advisable that the Octopus should know the raids have been reported. My men shall be stationed at various points to watch his activities.
They'll have to have extra good eyesight to catch the Octopus in anything, Chief. We've been trying for a long time, and we generally arrive after it's all over. He's a slick customer. Well, here we are, and there's Dawa coming to meet us.
Greetings, Mr. Dunlop.
Hi, kid. Did you miss me?
I should say so, Bonnie. Welcome, Chief Tipo. I did not expect to have the pleasure of seeing you so soon again.
We have had bad news, Dawa.
Bad news? What has happened? Does it concern Speed and Mr. Barlow?
Speed and Clint got away all right. Don't worry about that. But the chief here got a notice from his office that guys are disappearing around these parts. That sounds like Octopus work. Slave raids and such stuff. So the chief came back with me to see what could be done about stopping the raids.
Oh, that is terrible. My honored male parent will be most sorry to hear about this.
Where is he, Dawa?
In the house, testing the shortwave radio, Chief Tipo.
Is it working already?
Oh, yes.
Say, they didn't waste any time installing it, did they? That's swell. Let's go to him, kid.
Very well. Are you going to attempt to talk to Speed and Mr. Barlow, then?
You bet. Gee, I wonder where them guys are.
Look, Clint, way below us, Lake Tengrinor.
Yes, Speed. We're too high to spot the hut, though. Take the field glasses and see if you can find it.
Okay. Gee, that's wild country around the lake.
Never mind that. Can you see any signs of habitation?
There's a cabin, but there can't be anyone living in it. One wall has fallen.
Now, no doubt there are more than just one hut, Speed. Follow the lake shore.
Hold on. I think I've spotted it, Clint. It's a kind of a large hut compared to the other one, and smoke's coming out of the chimney.
You see any others?
No, but there are some shepherd's tents way off.
Now, those don't concern us. That hut is the one we're interested in. Now, listen carefully, Steve. Take that map of this territory.
Yeah?
And with the help of the glasses, I want you to mark the direction that hut is from that hill that you see just under our right wing to get the exact latitude and longitude, if possible.
Okay. What are you going to do, Clint?
You're going to land behind that hill, if the wind allows. Looks like it's kicking up plenty of sand down there. It'll be tough flying, but it may help to hide our landing. And we'll go on foot from the hill to the cabin. And if the storm gets too thick, we'll use our pocket compass. All right, I'll cut the motor now for the landing.
Whee! The plane bucks like a bronco in this wind.
Can you still see the hut through the dust haze?
Yeah, with these glasses.
Okay, get to work then, fella. I'm going to see if I can talk to Barney. His set should be hot by now. Hello. Hello. Calling Dunlap. Hello. Standing by for two-way. Come in, please.
Gosh, I sure hope the octopus doesn't happen to be twirling his dials right now.
Well, that's why I'm not saying any more than I have to on this call, Speed. There is no answer. I'll try again. Hello. Hello. Calling Dunlap. Calling Dunlap. Hello.
Calling Dunlap. Calling Dunlap.
Here he comes.
Hello.
Boy, this is great.
Hello. Calling Dunlap. Standing by for two-way. Come in, please.
Hello, pal. Here I am. Without call letters or anything.
Oh, hello, Bonnie. Everything okay?
Yeah, as far as I can say now. How's it with you?
Everything's shaping up fine. Even the weather's with us. I think the story was straight.
That means it doesn't look like an octopus trap.
Excellent.
There is one thing, though, Bonnie. Now listen closely.
What is it, Clint? Go on.
What has happened?
Move the dial. Try another setting. Perhaps that may bring him back.
Yeah, that's an idea.
You are nearing Tengri Nor, Quan Wu.
Yes, Master. We have already packed it.
Let me know what you find there. That is all.
Barnick, what does that mean? What does it mean?
The octopus.
Suffering Wang Doodles. Quan Wu is flying to the lake, too. And gosh only knows what made Clint go off the air so sudden. We gotta do something. Hello, Clint. Dunlap calling Barlow. Emergency. Dunlap calling Barlow. Emergency.